Making the request. Answering your top questions about referrals. After reading our last post, you know that making a referral is the first formal step to getting your school-age child support. But as soon as you decide to act, practical questions pop up. When can I ask? What do I need to have ready? These are the questions that can make parents pause, feeling unsure of the rules. This post is here to give you clear, direct answers so you can move forward with confidence. Can I request an evaluation before my child is enrolled in school? The short answer, yes, absolutely. You do not have to wait until your child is enrolled and struggling in a new school to ask for help. Under IDEA, every state has a legal responsibility known as Child Find. Child Find is the school district's duty to locate, identify, and evaluate all children who may have disabilities and need special education services. This applies to all children residing in the district, including those who are attending private school, in daycare or preschool, not yet enrolled in public school. In Florida, the Child Find program is often managed through the Florida Diagnostic and Learning Resources System, FDLRS. If you have concerns about your preschool-age child, typically ages 3 to 5, you can contact your local FDLRS Child Find office directly to start the process even before you register for kindergarten. What information do I need to provide to request an evaluation? Do I need a doctor's diagnosis? The short answer, you do not need a formal medical diagnosis to start the process. While having medical records or diagnosis is helpful information to share with the team, it is not a requirement to make a referral. The most important thing you need is your own observations and concerns put into writing. A referral is simply a formal request for the school to review all available information about your child's learning needs. Your written request, detailing what you've noticed about your child's struggles, is the key that opens the door. Think of it this way. Your role is to raise the flag by sharing your concerns in writing. The school's role is to gather the necessary information through the evaluation process to determine if a disability exists and if your child needs specially designed instruction. If you do have reports from doctors, therapists, or private evaluators, you should absolutely include them with your request. This information will give the school team a more complete picture from the start. But if you don't have those documents, do not let it stop you. Your written request is enough to get the ball rolling. Key takeaways for making a referral. Act on your concerns. You can request an evaluation for your child at any time, even if they are not yet enrolled in public school. You do not need a diagnosis. A formal diagnosis is not required to ask for an evaluation. Your written request detailing your concerns is the official starting point. You are the expert on your child. Your observations are valid and critical data. Trust your instincts and put them in writing. Now that you know the when and what of making a referral, our next post will walk you through what happens after your request is submitted, the evaluation and eligibility process.